Yerushalmi Kelayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Vav Amed Beis, and the second line with the word Yemayit. Yemayit. Ke'ezer sad hu memayit oi poiches min arova oi moisif al sa. Gemara asks, the Mishnah taught that if it has in it a quarter cup of another seed, you must reduce it. How must you reduce it? By reducing the quarter or by increasing the sa? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Loi kein amar shifte rabbi abo b'shem rabbi yochanan and kol ha'isurim shiriba aleim shoigeg mutter mezid osa. The Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Abo teach from Rabbi Yochanan any prohibition that was rendered bottle by inadvertently increasing the permitted one, it's permitted, and if it was done intentionally, it's prohibited. But here he's doing it intentionally. Taman admar b'levatel isatayu b'mhacha admar b'levatel b'mplei ma'asa ayin. The Gemara answers, no, over there you're increasing the permitted one to negate the prohibited one. Here you're reducing merely because of the rabbinic prohibition of ma'asa ayin, which is permitted to actively reduce. Rabbi Yossi omer yivo. The Mishnah taught that Rabbi Yossi said that he should remove all of the quarter kav, whether it contains one or two species. What's his reasoning for removing all of it? The answer is, once he begins to remove it, he should remove all of it. That Rabbi Yossi agrees that if there was originally less than a quarter, he doesn't need to fix it. Hey Chavida, haya sham roiva echa mishnei minim, boire min echad v'dayu oisach lavor eskuloi. The Gemara asks, if there was a quarter calf comprising of two species, is he obligated to remove only one of those species, or both of them? And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. Rav Shimon oimer lo amru ela min echad, shnei minim loi. Ateichan, the Gemara asks, the Mishnah taught that Rav Shimon says the prohibition of quarter calf of another seed is only if it's entirely from one type of seed. How much of the mixture can consist of these multiple types of seeds, as long as no one particular type is a quarter kav? Ad roiva shall sell the answers until a quarter of the sar. Chazav ha'hoisiv chazra t'vua le'tira. The Gemara asks, if he added more of the primary produce to the sar, the mixture, does it again become permitted? Kamar d'Rav Shimon amar ein shnei minim mistafen le'eser, kein hu oimer hocha ein shnei minim mistafen le'heter. Just as Rav Shimon said that two species don't combine to prohibit, so too he says that two species don't combine to permit. Hechavida, how is that? Hayosham esim ushnaim revoim amechse chochitim vechetzi roiva sa'irim v'nafalaseichei pachos meroiva adoshim afilu kein ein shnei minim mistafim leheter. If there were 22.5 quarters of wheat and a quarter of barley, it's still permitted since there isn't a quarter in 24 quarters. But on the other hand, they do not combine to be considered one species. So if less than a quarter of lentils then fell in, since the barley doesn't combine with the wheat to permit, there isn't enough wheat to permit it because the lentils that fell in.